Your challenge, should you choose to accept it, and this will completely change the way that you do your property investing. Hello, my name's Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining me here today. So I am about to set you a challenge. I just want to see whether you're up for the challenge. And if you are, and you actually go through with it and achieve it, you will supercharge your property investing results. This challenge that I'm going to put out there, I have done with a few of my clients. It's worked wonders at the end of the day. This is something that if you choose to accept and you actually do it, will completely change your property investing going forward. And it's a very simple challenge, but don't let that confuse you, bamboozle you in any way, make you think that this isn't something worth doing. Okay, so what is the challenge that I'm going to accept you? Well, this is a 30-day challenge. Now, you can choose to start this challenge whenever you like, but I would say it needs to finish by Christmas. Why? Because it might be easier for you to do at Christmas, but you've got to have a deadline. So you need to set yourself a deadline. So I'm going to be putting this out there to a lot of different people. Why? Because I've seen the results that people are getting by doing this challenge, by actually taking the actions to get out there and actually make this happen. So the challenge, as I said, is very, very simple. And the challenge is to meet 50 new people. Now, you might say, well, what's the big challenge about that? I'm networking all the time. Because I want you to meet 50 new people. I want 50 new people to know about you, to know about your business, to know what it is that you do in your property business. Okay? So, who can the 50 new people be? Well, they can be family. If you have any family members that do not know that you invest or you are looking to invest or get started in property, they count. So you can speak to your family members about property, letting them know. Now, the one thing I will say is it's talking to people, making them aware of what you're doing, not selling to them, not going there saying, well, I'm doing all of this in property. Do you want to get involved? It's not about that. It's making people aware that you are the property professional in your area, in your family, whatever it is. But you are into property. Whether you have property or not, whether you're just starting out, this is what I'm doing now. I've got a property business and I'm building it up, just letting people aware. And you need to keep track of these people. Because I'll tell you what, if you speak to 50 new people, now, as I say, they can be family members, they can be friends. If they do not know that you do property, that counts. So anybody who doesn't currently know right here, right now, okay, that you are into property, you are starting or building or growing a property business, counts. And I'll tell you now for a fact, you need to do this in 30 days, which is quite a big ask. So you need to break down how many people you need to speak to each week. I think it works out about 11 and a half people, but you can't really do that. So you need to work out what it is that you need to do and how you're going to do it. It's a bit like going to networking events. Now, you may still have a networking event to go to, and you're all booked in, and maybe there's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 people there. This stops you just chatting to the people that know you. This means that you can go and talk to new people, give them your business cards, make sure that they know about you, okay? And it doesn't count if you stand up in front of the room and do a 20-second pitch in front of 80 people, smashed it in one go. You could do it like that, but that really is cheating. You still want to be doing that, but you really want to be having at least a one-to-one, I don't know why I'm doing that, a one-to-one with people, conversation, letting them know about you. So people that you want to be writing down is family members that do not know that you're involved in property, friends, obviously, close friends, probably already know, but maybe more distant friends, old school friends, college friends, university friends, people that you have sort of touch base with in the past, but it's about getting in there, talking to them, maybe saying, oh, I thought about you today, just thought I'd reach out to you. How are you getting on? What are you up to? Asking them that. 9 times out of 10, they'll tell you a bit about themselves. And if they are friends, they'll ask you how you're doing as well. Well, we're doing well at the moment. Work's going great. And I'm just doing this property business as well. Just started this out. It's really exciting. I really enjoy it. And it's as much a hobby as a business to me. Letting them know. Tick. That's another one. That's another one. So you could talk to work colleagues, work friends as well. People that do not know that you're involved in property at the moment. That's what I'm saying. You can go to networking events. You can do this at training events. If you have any training events, or maybe you're a member of something, some sort of training platform, you meet every month or every so often, whether it's on Zoom or not. Great stuff there. Networking events, of course, as well. It's talking to people that you've never spoken to before, meeting new people. And that can be a real way to rack up these numbers. But again, making sure that everybody knows that you're the property professional of your area, what it is you do. I deal source, I do rent to rents, I do commercial conversions, I flip properties, I do renovations, I'm just building a portfolio. Whatever it is, not selling to people, not telling them you're looking for investors, not telling them how they can joint venture with you, just making sure that they know that you are involved in property and you're always happy to help people. That is it. We help people sell their properties quickly. We help tenants find a good home. We help investors that are out there buy properties, find the right properties for them. That is what we do. Okay, that's it. You're just telling people. You tell 50 new people that don't know that you're involved in property, and 3 things will happen. One is it'll do wonders for your profile. For the fact that you are the property professional out there, and your ego a little bit. Hey, at the end of the day, you're bigging yourself up in the sense that you're telling people about yourself, which is sometimes the biggest hurdle I see people struggling with, is to tell people that they're actually involved in property. 2, you will be reaching a new target audience of people who will potentially invest in what you're looking at, will have an interest, may know somebody with a property problem, may be able to pass on leads, okay? You'll be opening up a lot of new doors and opportunities. And it's a great practice at 3 to be doing. You should be looking at trying to achieve this each and every month. You shouldn't be waiting for somebody to set you a challenge. This should actually be in your to-do list of building a property business. How many new people can I reach this month, this week? How many new people can I reach today? Should be something. If you're looking for investments, if you're looking for property deals, if you're looking for any sort of clients and customers in your business whatsoever, you need to be reaching new people. The more hands you shake, the more money you can make. People cannot flow to you if they do not know that you exist. So by getting out there and saying to yourself, I'm going to take this challenge, Mark. I'm going to get out there and I am going to connect with 50 new people. And the reason I'm telling you to do this is because of the results that I'm seeing for not only myself, but for people that work with me, for our clients and things like that, for people who have gone out there and actually put the effort in to say, this is what I've done. All of a sudden, new doors have opened up to them that they didn't even know existed. I didn't even know they had that pot of money. I didn't even know they were looking for that. New business opportunities have come people's way. And you don't have to do everything. You don't have to take everybody up on all the offers that you might potentially be getting. But wouldn't it be nice if you were sat there now, getting involved in property, worrying about cash flow, worrying about money, worrying about how you're going to find investors and all of this. They may be sat in your phone. All you have to do is go into your phone, pick 50 contacts in your phone. You could do this in an hour, yeah? 50 contacts in your phone that do not know that you are involved in property and reach out to them. Now, do not, I would say, personally myself, you might do it. It might be what you like to do. I wouldn't just text somebody randomly that I haven't spoken to for maybe a year or so and say, hey, guess what? I'm involved in property. I just wanted to let you know that. Why? Because you're not really going to sound very good, are you? Sound very professional. Instead, just reach out, as I said before, to 50 contacts in your phone and say, hey, I just thought about you. We haven't touched base for a while, have we? It'd be great to have a catch up. I'd love to know how you're getting on. So just thought I'd send you a quick message to say, how are you today? What have you been up to? Why? Because you're showing an interest, you find out what they've been up to, and then they'll ask you, Okay, if they're an acquaintance and they want to talk to you, they'll ask you. If they don't, then they don't. And if you haven't told them, I'm doing a bit of property and stuff like that as well. So we're always looking to help people. And this is what we're sort of specializing in. And yeah, so if you know anybody who might have a problem with their properties or anything like that, send them my way, mate. Send them my way. And I'll look after them for you. It's that sort of thing. Nice and easy. But like I say, the hardest way is to do this face to face. And this is what I recommend in the challenge. 50 new people, boom, face to face. That's the challenge. But you can, of course, reach out to 50 new people straight away on your phone. And some of you might be able to do 100. Go through your contacts. Right, this is the first 50 I'm going to hit. And just make a habit of it. It doesn't have to be 50. Hey, if you can do 1,000, do 1,000. I don't actually know how many contacts I've got in my phone, but I've got a big, big network. And on my email addresses is probably even more. I don't even know if it tells you, does it? Well, it doesn't tell me there. But there probably is a way to find out how many contacts you've got there and just go through and start to highlight people. Now, you can basically make a generic text message and just change the name on it, potentially. I always like to put a name there, make it a bit more personal. But you don't have to. You could just have a generic text message and just start firing them off, or WhatsApp, or whatever you want. Speak to 50 new people. Take me up on this challenge, honestly, and let me know how it goes. Huh? Let me know how it goes. So if you've watched this video and you're going to take us up on this challenge, put it in the comments below. I'm up for this. I'm up for this. And we'll do a little check-in over the next few weeks. We'll do a little check-in just to see how people are getting on. As I say, 50 new people that do not know that you're involved in property will make a massive, massive difference in your property investing. So all that leaves me to say is, take me up on a challenge. Push yourself out there. Some people will feel scared. Some people will feel uncomfortable. That's beautiful. All that means is you're passionate about what you're doing and you're alive. Who does not want to feel a bit of excitement, a bit of nerves, a bit of, oh my God, am I really going to do this? Let's do it. Let's do it. And let's do it before Christmas as well. The sooner you can do it, the better. Okay? Now, there will be some people here that are on it. Boom, straight away. I'm expecting some people to say, Mark, I've just done it. 50 contacts on the phone, happy days. Brilliant stuff. Now also set yourself the target to meet 50 new people. Now that can be agents. You can include them. If you've never spoken to the agents in your area, commercial agents, letting agents, estate agents, happy days. Maybe you've got 50 offices in your area. Go speak to them all. Speak to them all over the next few weeks, 50 offices. You'll have ticked it all off. But I tell you what, you'll have opened doors. You'll have opened doors. Go to business networking events. And just as I say, walk around a supermarket and just tell random people. Oh, I'm only kidding. Let's not go too far here. We don't want to get arrested. But at the end of the day, let's get out there. Let's have a go at this. So let me know in the comments section. I'm up for this. Brilliant stuff. On Monday, we'll do a check-in. We'll put some bullet points together of a plan of action. And let's get out there. And let's completely change the face of our property investing. Let's get people involved, and you will, trust me. You may think, oh, I don't even know 50 people. That's the whole point. That is the whole point. You will do by the end of this, and it will open a lot of doors for you. Okay? So make sure that you're up for the challenge, that you know what it is that you're going to be doing, and start setting yourself a plan for this. And we, of course, will hold you accountable to this. If you are watching this or listening to this on the podcast or the YouTube channel, put it in the comments section there, or reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram. Let me know that you're in for the challenge. And if we get enough people to do this challenge, we'll even put a little Facebook group or something like that together that people can go into for the challenge to hold themselves accountable and to share their wins and their results. Because mark my words, you will get wins and you will get results. So if you're up for the challenge, start putting it into your daily tasks, into your planner, and let us know that you are in for the challenge. I will also put a link to my Facebook group that you can come and join, and we can talk about the challenge in there as well. In fact, that's probably a better bet. I'll put a link below. Come and join us in the Facebook group. It's all free and everything like that. But we'll put in there some accountability each week for the next 30 days. We'll have a start date. We'll have an end date. And also, it's all about the results that you can get. Let me say, for argument's sake, you only spoke to 30 people. But out of those 30 people, you created 2 or 3 deals. It's a winner. At the end of the day, it's all about making sure that you're moving in the right direction and winning. So, are you up for it? Let me know. By hook or by crook, if you're up for it, let me know you're up for it. Take care, and I'll see you very soon. Bye for now.